It's the award-winning Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, with Dan the Boys Diker, Bill Doc Niles, Paul the Penguin Reichert, and Kevin K-Ram Ramzo on Dog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle. Presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Also sponsored by Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16 West Salem, Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells, getting bigger and faster. Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and Sparta, where you'll find hometown taste in every bite. By Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your pre- and post-race headquarters. Century 21 and your agent Gretchen Clements. Don't settle for average. Sell your home with Century 21. The Comfort Inn in Unalaska, ranked in the top 8% of all Comfort Inns in the country. TACU, Toma Area Credit Union, making a difference every day. The Toma BP, home of BP Me Rewards and BP Driver Rewards. The Toma Sparta Speedway, Friday night racing, family style. The Midwest Race Connection, your newspaper source for racing in the Midwest. And J&L Collectibles, providing you with the finest in racing collectibles and autographed NASCAR items. Now here's Dan, Doc, Paul, and Kevin with today's report.
Welcome in, race fans. Another Saturday, not another Mother Nature Saturday from the looks of it today. We are going to be racing tonight at the La Crosse Speedway. I'm radio man Dan Diker. Joining me is Billy Doc Niles and K-Ram Kevin Ramsel. Penguin's going to be along whenever Penguin decides to roll in.
Well, he's running late. You know, he's a busy guy.
On a Saturday? No, he's not. He doesn't work. He doesn't sling burgers on Saturdays.
He doesn't have to sling burgers and whip fries?
No, not on weekends.
Oh, hey, by the way, I don't know what button you just hit, but I can hear a lot better in these headphones now.
That's because I picked up that piece of machine over there and slammed it on the console three times.
Seriously, just as we came on to air, you hit a button here and all this. Yeah, right there.
Yeah, I just turned the headphones up. Is that? Oh, there's Penguin
right there.
Hi. All right, so we're already taping, Penguin, so don't say anything until we introduce who you are. K-Ram, what's up down in Snowden?
Yes, sir. Oh, not much. You know, the Big 8 race was last night at Massa International Speedway. It was also a racer's reunion night, so it was a pretty cool time to get all the old drivers out there. And, you know, the track that reopened in 1992, it was a fun night. And I know you guys will have some results later on from that.
You know, Bill brought up a really good point that we had Jonathan Island on a week too late.
Yeah.
After Penguin interviewed him last week, because after that win up at the Deegans.
Yeah, who interviewed him?
Well, yeah, Kevin had him, and it was a week too late because he had in there 5 minutes worth of stuff to say.
Technically, he did get the karma because that was the next Midwest Tour race.
There you go.
Radio karma.
That was the first Midwest Tour race since that interview aired, so. Technically, he did get radio karma for that. So.
Going to hear from him in just a minute. Today's program being brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. On the program today, Hornet drivers Rob Schleifer and John Clausen. John Eckelberg is going to give us a mid-season high school racing association update. And hobby stock driver Shelby Lockington going to join us as well. An elated driver he was at State Park Speedway last week. That was Jonathan Island picking up the win of the Deegans Fest. And Eric Hainefeld, the track announcer, had a chance to talk to him post-race. Here's Jonathan.
This is a long time coming. You've had a good year with some bad luck, and it's been a while since the old 77's been a victory lane. Congrats.
Yeah, hey, thanks a lot. Man, these things are hard to come by. Yeah, always, you know, just keep fighting and they'll come. You know, almost forget all how emotional these things are. You know, it just you know, obviously, you know, Ty and Casey had the car as a beat, but hey, I guess at this point in my career, I'll take it any way I can get it. But no, it's awesome. I mean, I wish my wife and kids could be here, parents could be here, but they had a race today, so it was a tough call. I was kind of undecided, but you know, we're coaching them through it, and I know he's back there watching. So
I'd say there'd be some pretty excited folks back home watching this. I know that. And as you talked about, it's been a long push to get back here. You've had maybe better cars this year and worse luck, but to get here, the perseverance of your team, your crew, it's all come together now with a win like this, right?
Yeah, I know for sure. You know, like I said, you just got to keep fighting, and the biggest thing has just been in some race incidents, you know, where we had good cars, it just hasn't been able to execute. And you know, but, man, it feels good to be back in victory lane. And, you know, so it's really cool. So I got to win. And then my Kid Kelby, he finally got his first win in a senior Honda deal, so that was really cool. I even told him, I said, you watch, you're going to end up winning when I'm not there. But so it was pretty cool. It was really awesome to get this too.
And win this Larry D. Jess Memorial, a big race again, named after one of the legends.
Yeah, I know, absolutely. You know, seeing the videos and stuff. Never got a race with Larry, but, man, he's a heck of a driver, and boy, you know, he was one for the era, that's for sure.
You're a heck of a driver, too. Job well done. Congrats on the big win.
And, Kevin, how long had it been since Jonathan Island had won a feature?
What did I say in my press release? 9 years and 5 days.
Wow.
The last time he got a win was July 19, 2013, when he won the Wayne Carter Classic at Grundy County Speedway. And Kelby wins the same day as well, too.
And to think he almost blew it off because his kids were racing.
Yeah.
Yeah, to say the least on that one. Yeah, you know, and then, you know, the other thing, too, is I did talk to Casey Johnson and Ty Majewski after that race about their incident. And they were cool with each other afterwards. One was not mad at the other. Ty admitted that he had a really loose rear end in his car, and that car could probably spun itself out. And he said it didn't take much for someone to barely touch him to spin the car out. And so he wasn't mad at Casey at all with that. He was a racing deal, and Casey was hoping that he didn't spin out because he was really liking the way how those two are going for the win with three laps to go.
I think the most interesting comments I heard watching the broadcast from State Park Speedway came from a multitude of drivers that I didn't even stop to think about this. They kept asking the drivers, are you going to race differently? And they were kind of looked at, Hinefeld and some others, and they looked at him kind of why. This was a daytime race. They don't race during the day at State Park Speedway.
No, they don't. And technically, I think the only day racing they do is the Dells and Oktoberfest. So everything they do is at night all throughout the summer. So I don't know if they're used to day racing, but you know, they got washed out Saturday night, moved it to Sunday.
Yeah,
great day, great crowd.
Kevin, Fenhouse had some really good comments on that. Luke Fenhouse, what were you hearing from some of the drivers about day racing at State Park?
You know, I think they were just fascinated. It actually helped pick up a couple more drivers because, you know, Ty Majewski, he was racing the day before in the Truck Series race. He would not have been able to get up there. So because they moved the race to Sunday, he was able to come up and race there at the last minute. And Andy Monday, who's a regular at Wisconsin National Raceway, they said, hey, you know what? I can take the car over there now. I can race her on Sunday as well. So they were able to pick up a couple more with it. And plus, it was cool to see Chris Weinkauf back in the car, other than being a crew chief for Levon Vandergeese. Overall, just that track is a good racetrack to compete on there with the two grooves and the old asphalt on there.
You know, I'm getting tired of Penguin.
What's that, Dan?
Every time one track in Wisconsin rains out, they all do. And then I have nothing to do for a complete weekend.
Yeah.
You need to do something about this.
You had nothing to do Saturday night, so you and I hung out at Silverado's and listened to some blues music.
And then you left at like 8. I closed them down, and then my Sunday was ruined.
I left at like midnight.
Hey, that blues band at Silverado's they had was outstanding for a three-man band.
They were really good, so it was a good time Saturday night.
So, yeah, we got our fill. We found something to do. Even though, you know, Bill didn't actually invite me. He just said something on our group chat that he was in West Salem, and I was like, well, you know, you could have said, hey, Diker, do you want to go to Silverado's? I'd almost invite myself, didn't I, K-Ram?
It was technically a self-invite because it led into a guilt trip. It was like, yeah, come on over, I guess.
That's pretty much what it was. Hey, Lacrosse Speedway tonight. Late model sportsman Hornet Six Shooters and the High School Racing Association. They have done the HSRA has done a lot of racing here over the past couple of weeks. We have not heard yet whether the double features that were supposed to be happening last week will be made up or not. Penguin, have you heard anything?
Nothing. Of course, we were supposed to have double features June 11th, so we got at least four here to make up.
And there's time on the schedule to do it. Next week is one of the granddaddies of them all because we've got our support divisions and the Trailer Race of Destruction. So there is a packed grandstand. Time could be of the essence for that one. Saturday, August 13th, we have five divisions and Buck Night.
That's the season ender.
And that's it. I mean, that's really
I got an idea. I got an idea.
Yes, Kevin.
Let's have an 80-lap feature, but run them in stages.
And pit them on the infield?
Yep, in money infield, yeah.
Why not? They do that during lacrosse during the regular season.
It'd be like a cup race. You know, you win a stage, you win a feature, you know? So you can do 420 lap races and a 180 lap event.
Going to get a playoff point?
Yeah, get a playoff point, yeah.
Dells Raceway Park tonight has late model, sportsman, bandits, six shooters, and the WIR sports trucks. You know, they look like they have a lot more racing than lacrosse does, but that Midwest Championship Showdown in September, that's what, 3 days. So that really kind of adds to the schedule a little bit.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's going to be a good one this year, too. Oh, yes. All the big ones are out. And again, we've talked about this in the past. I love how Wisconsin tracks have lined up the calendars, and then all of a sudden, the finale was Oktoberfest, though Dells now has Halloween. But I like that last 4 weeks, that the last 3 weeks of September, and then you got Oktoberfest, and then Dells closes it out. As a matter of fact, the five brilliant weeks in the Midwest.
Yeah, what do you got? You got Jefferson running their weekend.
Two-day
special.
Show.
Yep.
Yep.
Who's before Rockford, Paul? I know.
Dells. It used to be like
Dells is at the end of the year.
No, Dells would be after, right after Jefferson.
Okay, and then then you got Rockford and Golden Sands on the same weekend, I do believe. Then you got Oktoberfest, and
then you've got Halloween.
You know, well, as far as I'm concerned, I love Halloween. I've been to it a couple of times, but in my book, Oktoberfest has always been the end of the season.
Well, and I like Halloween because it gives some drivers one last hurrah. But to me, that's just money. That's a money race, top to bottom. There are no points. The points are pretty much done. Do the trucks have their championship
at
Halloween?
Yes, they do.
That's what I thought.
And I believe the 602 Outlaw Tour.
Yeah, 602 Outlaws.
I just gave you that schedule there.
Yep, October 22nd, Dells Raceway Park Championship Day.
Yeah, two championships. So it's going to be a lot of money racing and then two championships.
Speaking of 602 late models, tomorrow they are at Slinger Speedway. So if you're over on that side of the state, check out the 602 late models
tomorrow night. They have not raced in quite a while because I think they were rained out once between May.
Yeah, they had 2 weeks in a row in May, and one of them got rained out. So it's been a while since they've been touring.
Well, that is Doc. That's Penguin. On the phone is K-Ram. I'm the voice, Dan Dyker. Coming up on the program today, pair of Hornet drivers running 6th and 7th at lacrosse. Rob Schleifer, John Clausen, John Eckelberg is going to give us a High School Racing Association update. And Hobby Stock Shelby Lockington is going to stop part of the program. Stick and stay. We're just getting things started. This is the Midwest Race Report presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your grown-up ghetto.
A unique style of great country music. It's Colt Ford. With the outlaw southern sounds of the Lax. Performing live Sunday, August 14th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster.
See a John Deere in the field, we can ride it.
It's Colt Ford and the Lax. Sunday, August 14th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Must be 21 to attend the Colt Ford and Lax concert and to enter the gaming floor.
7 years and counting. Hi, Jerry here. Scratch that. It's now 8 years in a row. You have once again voted us the best barbecue, best ribs, and best caterer in La Crosse County. It's truly a humbling experience. We continue to work hard to provide the very best food and service to any size group, catering, carryout, or dining in our restaurant in West Salem. We pledge you'll always get the best food and service, Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16, West Salem, a delicious mouthful.
Hi, this is Kevin from Toma Erie Credit Union, where we make lending easy. Make TECU your first stop to get pre-approved before you purchase your next vehicle, UTV, motorcycle, boat, or camper. Finance with TECU and get all the bells and whistles with rates as low as 2.49% annual percentage rate, plus gap insurance, warranties, and membership payment protection. Call, stop in, or apply online at TECUonline.com to get pre-approved today. TECU is federally insured by NCUA, membership eligibility required.
Every Saturday at Dells Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the 1/3 mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the playground for the kids, ice cold beverages, and the terrific food. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park.
If you're looking for a great pizza with that hometown flavor, then you need to visit the Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and in downtown Sparta. Seth and Ashley make their own dough each day and purchase fresh veggies and pork locally. Their pizzas are made to order, never pre-made. Hungry but not for pizza? Then try their pizza fries, wings, stuffed pizza puffs, chicken sandwiches, taco salads, and burgers. Find daily and weekly coupon specials on their social media pages. Pickup or delivery. Pizza Villa, West Salem and Sparta, hometown flavor.
A gold ball is usually given to champions. The Comfort Inn on Alaska was just awarded a gold ball by Choice Hotels for ranking the top 8% of all Comfort Inn hotels in the country, 40th out of over 500 hotels. High marks were given for guest service, comfort of the rooms, cleanliness, an outstanding hot breakfast, and overall service. Whether it's a weekend getaway, a hotel for your wedding party or class reunion, or you're a business traveler, stay where you'll be treated like a champion. Make your online reservations today at choicehotels.com or find the Comfort Inn on Alaska on Facebook. The Comfort Inn, I-90, Exit 4 on Alaska.
We made it through the first turn. Now back to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle.
Welcome back, race fans. Midwest Race Report presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Bog Country 101.3, 1490 The Eagle. You can also hear us on the Magnum.media app, the TuneIn app.
Love the TuneIn app.
And both stations' websites. Of course, I podcast a show on Monday. Our next guest is a guy that I've been wanting to get on for quite a while. He kind of dabbled in racing in the Hornet Division at lacrosse for a couple of years. And now, whenever you see his car on the racetrack, you know that he's going to battle you. Stanfield's going to battle you. Huebner's going to battle you. And he's an awfully entertaining guy to call races for. He's currently sitting seventh in points at the lacrosse speedway, and that would be Rob Schleifer. Rob, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. I wish that number was a little higher, but, you know, we had our ups and downs, so.
You know, it shocked me when I was looking, because our next guest is John Clausen, who sits right in front of you by like 5 or 6 points. As hard a racing you do and the wins that you picked up over the year and the way you've got that car set up, I was very surprised you were sitting in seventh. I'm thinking maybe second or third.
Yeah, it's definitely a top three car if you ask anybody. But, you know, I had my ups and downs, a lot of unfortunate events, you know, come around corners and cars are stopped and then you get rear-ended where the ass end gets caved all the way into the dash type stuff. So we just been working really hard to get it fixed. But yeah, I have three missed nights, and that's seventh in points on three missed nights.
So. Oh, man. You know, yeah. Billy Doc Niles, when he does my pair reporting, he loves watching you around, except when you're getting pile driven into. It's usually in turn three is where you get that ass handed to you there. Billy likes watching your setup because he can pretty much tell how your tires are set and your shocks and your springs are set. And Bill, you come in all the time when Schleifer's going into three.
You watch Rob go through the corners, especially in qualifying. He's probably one of the smoothest going through three and four.
Yeah.
And obviously years of experience, but not a lot you could change on them cars, you know, based on the rules, Rob.
Yeah, you can mess around with springs, and obviously that's about it. You have to keep the stock suspension, the stock struts. You can change the springs, and you only get 1 inch of camber on each wheel. But there's not a lot, and this track is definitely completely different than last year. You cannot come in this year with the same setup suspension wise as last year and think you're going to be able to corner as fast as you were. So, I appreciate that.
Yeah, you know, it's in compared to the old pavement to the new pavement, because you got to be getting around, especially three and four, you got to be getting around a lot better.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you cut out.
I said, yeah, compare the old pavement of last year to the new pavement this year, and you have to be getting through three and four a lot better on that new pavement.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you got to set it up right and you got to drive it right, but it feels pretty good. Still getting used to it, you know. Like I said, I have three missed nights, but yeah, qualifying helps when you can give yourself some room and, you know, not get around a car that drives in the middle of the track. But I'm having fun. I'm liking it. Still room to grow.
You know, Kevin Ramsey, you've seen a lot of Hornet drivers at Madison International and down at Jefferson and lacrosse for years. Rob had stated he has a top three car, but he's missed three nights. He's sitting seventh in points. Now that we're past the halfway mark, how many drivers have you seen that know they're not going to win the championship like to play the spoiler?
Oh, I've seen many of them want to play the spoiler. And I, And I bet you, Rob, you're just like, who cares about a championship? Let's just go for the win every night. Go home with a checkered flag from here on out.
Yeah, and that's actually what happened last week is I basically came into the night like, well, this is kind of over for points. So I just kind of sat there, said, just get the car on the trailer. And, of course, that's the night I almost win the heat and the feature.
Right.
I won the feature. So that's just how it is. I think it's just added pressure I put on myself sometimes. And my performances could be better, but, you know, I got to calm down sometimes, I guess.
Talking with Hornet driver Rob Schleifer from the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway, and we have only got a couple of weeks left here. And, you know, Paul, one thing that's interesting this year that you were going to ask Rob about is running for NASCAR points now.
Yes, this is the first year that the Hornet Division is a part of running for NASCAR points. And do you check the points, see how things are going in, on the Division 3 or whatever division they're running in NASCAR, Rob?
Did I check it? I mean, I assume so, yeah.
Yeah, I think what he was trying to ask is, you know, NASCAR's short track or hometracks.com lists nationwide where all the drivers are. Not only are you in La Crosse Speedway points, but you're all listed statewide. And I think is it regional this year for the Hornets? It's not national, is it?
We're looking right. We're efforting.
Yeah, I think it's regional. Rob, how long have you been racing Hornets?
This is either my third or fourth year. 1 year, the car blew up in practice the first day of the race, and then I was never able to get that car back. So technically, I think this is my third year and only my second year in this car. So.
And how does that feel running in what a lot of people say lacrosse is beginner class in a Hornet division, knowing that you're actually running with a NASCAR license? That's going to be kind of cool.
Yeah, it feels pretty cool. I don't know if I'd call it the beginner division, you know, when you got the V6 cars out there.
And exactly.
Our cars turn faster laps than the hobby stocks. But, you know, there are a lot of people that begin with this Hornet division, and you can see it when you're on the track with them. So,
well, Rob, I am looking you up on the National NASCAR website right now for current point standings. You are currently tied for 78th in the nation in Division 3, so not bad for a first-year runner for NASCAR points.
Yeah, and not bad for missing nights of racing. So,
I could just imagine, knowing how hard you race, man, you got three nights in a row out of there, you would be top three.
Oh, yeah, that was the goal. That was the goal, to try to hit top five this year, try to tackle that record, track record, and then, you know, just have a decent season. But, you know, you can't predict some of the things that happen. I mean, the car has broken so many times, and I do everything myself, so tough sometimes.
You know, Kevin Ramsell, I know you like when we have Hornet drivers on the program, no matter when they've been running 1 year or 12 years, because you always have a good question when it comes to the future of racing for individuals.
Yeah, I do. And, you know, of course, you know, it's leading up to what is your future. But what do you see as a future for Hornets? Do you see that being still be like what you said earlier? Some people look at that as a starter series, or are you seeing that become now just a more of like a veteran series?
I think you can look at it either way. I think obviously it's going to always be looked at as an entry level for a lot of people, because they're looking at big track cars and they're like, well, before you put them on the big track, put them in a Hornet car. But there's people that have also raced their whole career in a Hornet car in a four-cylinder. So I don't know.
Oh,
I think the future.
look at Steve Bornitz. Steve Bornitz is back for, I think, his 15th year, and the car he has is the original car he started with 12 years ago. So you're exactly right.
Yeah. I mean, there's love for it, you know. And I've thought about moving up to the big track, but it's a totally different style of racing, man. It's, you can't really put the car as aggressively to get to the front. You got to be more respectable, you know, and it's a different form of racing. I think there's a thrill in Hornet racing and short track racing just from being able to drive the car differently.
Okay, so. Rob, we only got about a minute left. Why don't you give some love to the advertising partners getting you through the 2022 season?
So the sponsors and what have helped me out this year that really have allowed me to fix my car is Skyline Fireworks. They hooked it up quite a bit with the car. Village Custom Framing in La Crosse, if you need pictures framed, she's got you. Hamilton Creations, she makes all cool stuff. Check her out on Instagram. And then Aurora Community Services, they hire, they'll help you get a job, veterans, whatever. They help me out as well.
All right, he's sitting seventh in points, but you know better. He would be a lot better had he not missed some nights. So 79th nationally in the NASCAR Division III, and that is Rob Schleifer. Rob, hey, find it great to have you on the program, man. Good luck for the rest of the year, my friend.
Hey, anytime, man. Thanks for having me.
Thanks,
all right.
Rob.
One of those that knows how to get it done in that action track quarter mile. It's always fun to watch him race out of the corners, especially 3 and 4. And that's Rob Schleifer. The guy just sitting in front of him in points, Reckless John Clausen, is going to join us next on the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Big things are coming this year to the Toma Sparta Speedway. Starting May 6th, the regular divisions are back. Mods, sporties, hobbies, soccer mom minivans, six shooters and hornets. Plus TSS welcomes in the three-night late model triple crown, the big eight late model series, vintage car racing, and bandos and legends. Also making stops are the Midwest Dash Series, the Mid-American Stock Series, and Super Cup Series. Also Hobby Fest 3 and the annual Tim Meyer Memorial Race at the Toma Sparta Speedway, 3 miles west of Toma on Highway 21.
With fuel prices still sky high, the Toma BP has a reward program to help you save. With BP Me Rewards, you can instantly save on every gallon every time you fuel up at BP and Amoco stations. And you do it all from your phone with the BP Me app. The BP Me app also makes it easy to pay. View receipts, track rewards, and more without ever leaving your driver's seat. Just a few taps and a whole lot of savings. BP, where rewards members get the best gas prices by automatically comparing BP Amoco prices to competitors' stations. The Toma BP, 215 West Clifton Street in Toma.
If you're looking to sell your house or property, Century 21 says now is the time. Century 21 affiliated agents are ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. They will bring a commitment to helping you strategize on current market opportunities. Stop into either La Crosse or Toma Century 21 locations or call 608-784-2121 and work with the number one Century 21 franchise in the world, 8 years running. Century 21. Don't settle for average.
Racing is synonymous to West Salem, and so is the Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your racing headquarters. Jen and her staff welcome you in for all of the pre- and post-race shenanigans. Show your race ticket, get your second drink free. The expanded grill menu has all your favorites like chicken fingers, deep-fried veggies, and more. And the pizzas are always hot and fresh right out of the oven. DJs, bands, and karaoke can always be found at Silverado's every weekend. Check out their Facebook page for events. Silverado Saloon, your pre- and post-HQ in downtown West Salem.
Planning on a special event? Why not make it something easy for you and memorable for your guests? Hi, Jerry here from Big Boar Barbecue and Catering. No matter the size of your party, from 5 to 500, we can handle it. Graduation parties, anniversaries, retirement parties, family gatherings, even wedding receptions. There's a reason we're voted the best caterer in La Crosse County year after year. Give us a call. We'll help you design a menu to remember. Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16 West Salem. A delicious mouthful.
Hello, race fans. This is Todd Scholes, president of Toma Area Credit Union and proud sponsor of the Toma Sparta Speedway. We believe in supporting our communities, local organizations, and developing strong relationships with our members. Are you able to get local decisions or even sit down and talk with the president of your financial? If not, it may be time to become a member at TACU. We are located right here in Toma to help you with all your financial needs. Stop in and feel the TACU difference, and I'll be seeing you at the races. TACU is federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required.
It's the Fab Four of Short Track Racing. Dan, Doc, Paul, and Kevin on the Midwest Race Report.
Welcome back, race fans. Midwest Race Report just about halfway through, like we are pretty much everybody's race season. This is Bond Country 101.3, 1490 The Eagle. I'm Radio Man Dan Dinker. That's the Penguin, Paul Reichert, Billy Doc Niles, K-Ram, Kevin Ramsel on the phone line. Billy, you always had the nickname Doc.
Mm-hmm.
Were people fearless of you when they heard the nickname Doc?
No. See, that's the reaction you usually get right there.
Kevin's laugh.
Yep.
How about going your entire life is reckless? Now, if you're going to go to a racetrack for the first time ever, and you hear the announcer say, lining up on the inside of row number two, it's Reckless John Clausen, what are you thinking?
I'd want to go to the back.
John Clausen, our next guest. Hey, how many people have told you that, buddy, because they don't know who you are. They hear reckless, and they want nothing to do with where you're lined up at.
Quite a few.
See ya. You're right. Doc, no dummy.
John's been a good, good family friend of mine for many, many, many years. He's ran Hornets. He's ran, I think you ran Hobbies once or twice. Was that a year or two ago before you sold it?
A year ago, yep.
Yeah.
Minivans. So, he's run minivans.
He's, well, matter of fact, he's sixth in points at lacrosse in the Hornets, and he's dead last in the Hobbies at Tommy. He is 27 out of 27. How does that make you feel?
Oh, that's okay.
His major focus has always been Hornets, and I always like when I do like Smash-O-Rama or the Trailer Race of Destruction or Night of Destruction, you know one of the stunt people is going to be John. How you been, buddy?
Oh, I've been good.
Talk about the season so far. Yeah, not bad for a top six so far.
No, not bad. If I can stop selling my cars, I'll be okay.
Yeah, I saw that on Facebook on, what was that, Tuesday or Wednesday? You got another new car you're getting ready for tonight?
And that was after you just brought a new one out, I think, the last time you raced.
Yes, we still have that one.
What I have mentioned that for years and years when it comes to you, that any given, because my first year of lacrosse, I think you had the yellow Honda, the K9 Honda Civic with the white lettering, and the front of your car was painted like it was a mouth with a bunch of teeth. Remember that car?
Yes, the Ford Focus, the banana whack, we called it.
That was how many years ago was that?
2016, 2015.
Yeah, that had to been a long time ago. You come out with like three or four different cars every year. Why is that?
I like to give people an opportunity if they want to get into racing. I had my fun with the car, and it's pretty simple to build another one and carry on the racing tradition to somebody that wants to get into it.
And it kind of helps Doc that he's a tow truck driver and has a yard.
Yeah, he knows where to find cars, yeah. So what happens if you got a car that you're really good, you're really hooked up with? Do you still get rid of it for a new car, or do you hang on to it?
The last one I just was really hooked up with it, I got rid of it.
Wow.
What's the longest you've had a race car?
Probably my hobby stock, which was a year.
Yeah, you did. He did have that. That was the red and blue one.
He kind of puts Nathan White to shame, doesn't he?
Yeah. That's why he had the nickname Nathan One Car. John's like Nathan Nine Car. Hey, you know, there's a lot of drivers, too, that, believe it or not, I mean, I'm on Facebook on a constant basis, that are always giving you kudos or always tagging you in not the racing itself. And Paul's over there shaking his head, so he knows where I'm going with this. You are always one to help anybody out at the drop of a dime. Talk about that.
Yeah, I believe in a huge leave it, then you give what you get and you go above and beyond and help others that doesn't have the knowledge or the space or the parts, you know. I'm a firm believer, as a firm friend, help others.
This has been quite an experience for you, running all these different classes over the years. What has been the best class you've run in, John, over the years?
The best class, and that's not including novelty or trailer race night?
Yes.
I would say the Hornets.
And the reason for that?
The reason for it, more cars, competitive, they get faster every week. That means more reading into things and studying how to make them go faster.
Kevin Ramsell, as he just mentioned trailer race, I saw John getting ready to pull on Snapchat his trailer race truck. You've commented many times down at Madison, who is this reckless John Clausen guy? And you always ask me about the destruction that he does.
Yeah, I was going to ask John, you know, is there anything that you haven't done that you want to do that you may want to have on your wish list to let Chuck Deary know so he can give you the green light to do it?
I guess Derby after the trailer race.
A demo derby after the trailer race of destruction.
What, you haven't destroyed enough on the track? Now you want to go to the inside and finish it off?
Yes, to finish it off.
You know, they could do that up in turn one. It's the widest area with the most junk that's been decimated.
Yeah, I guess.
But... You know, I'm a firm believer, if your car makes it through one or more race, you're not doing it right. And sometimes I pulled my trucks in half, so...
But now we know why he's not running sports but relay models.
And here Kevin was going to ask Greg McCarns to give you a free spot down there next weekend in Madison. I guess that's out.
Yeah, forget it.
So talk about the I'm trying to think. What is painted on the side of your black trailer race of destruction truck?
The Police of Destruction.
Yeah, that's right. The Police of Destruction. You've come up with some pretty cool nicknames over the years. Talk about those, and let's also talk about Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park? My buddy and I were thinking of what theme would work best for a Ford Explorer we had, and we thought about it, and that's what it came to, and we went with it. But the Police of Destruction, way back when I first started racing, I had an all-black Mazda. It was all black, and I painted the doors white, and I went with K9 on it. And so I thought I would bring back that and put Police of Destruction.
Were you down in the... No, I don't think you were there the night that he brought out the... That Jurassic Park Explorer was painted almost identical from the movie.
Was that last year's trailer race?
No, this was... What was this, 6-7 years ago?
Oh.
Yes.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, he had the Police of Destruction last year. That was the black and white pickup.
Yep.
And I just saw on Snapchat Wednesday morning, he's getting it. We'll pull it back out. What kind of work you got to do to that to get that ready? Because that big race is next week.
We got to touch up some welds that we broke from last trailer race and do the tie rods and put some solid tires on it.
What is it? And Billy and I want to do a trailer race. I mean, Bill wants to run minivans, so... Next time you tow in a piece of crap minivan, gut it, because we're going to put Billy in it before the season's done. Number two.
When's the next minivan race?
Paul wins.
I think it's tonight.
We're efforting. No, it's not tonight.
I thought it was tonight.
No.
Okay. We're gonna effort that and find out. John, while we're doing that, what is it about the Trailer Race of Destruction that just gets your juices flowing, bro?
The adrenaline that hitting things, will I make it through? Just destroying things.
Would you ever put Kevin Ramsdell as a passenger?
Yes, actually, I've been trying to convince us to have passengers in this.
Shit.
I think it'd be fun. I built safe enough vehicles for it, you know.
Kevin, would you do it? Kevin, would you do it?
My talent contract would not allow me to do it.
So. John, we only got about a minute and a half left here.
Do we find out when the next van race is?
Well, I'm looking right now. I don't see them anywhere on the schedule.
I know they're supposed to run last Saturday, but I think the Big Cheese in Journal on September 3rd.
Night of Destruction. Chuck may move that, too, because we don't have another scheduled van race. For the rest of this year.
We'll
let you know, John, but we have to get Bill in a van at least once this year.
All right. Now,
all right, whether it's a street stock or whatever, I'm sure I can come up with a van.
All right. Now we got less than a minute left, John. Talk about the advertising partners getting you through the 2022 season.
JJ's Towing, of course, the Hunting Shack, Specialized Removal, Crafts by Haley, and Jack's Wholesale. FTC Farms, Gretchen by Clements, Century 21, and that's what rounds it off.
You're mentally walking around a car right now, aren't you?
I am.
All right, he sits sixth in points at the in the Hornet Division here at Lacrosse. You'll catch him in action tonight in probably a new car. That's Reckless John Clausen. John, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Have a good night.
See you, buddy.
All right. When we come back, two big interviews. John Eckelberg is going to stop by and talk about the High School Racing Association, and hobby driver Shelby Livington is going to join us. That's all next on the Midwest Race Report. Bog Country 101.3 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
To be cool this summer, it's all about the ride. It's Ho-Chunk Gaming cruising the Dells giveaways. We're on July 29th. You'll have a chance to win a brand new Chevy Camaro, along with $1,500 in cash and $500 in rewards play. Earn entries all month long. And remember, the more you play, the more chances you have to win. It's the cruising the Dells giveaways, July 29th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
If you're looking for a great pizza with that hometown flavor, then you need to visit the Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and in downtown Sparta. Seth and Ashley make their own dough each day and purchase fresh veggies and pork locally. Their pizzas are made to order, never pre-made. Hungry but not for pizza? Then try their pizza fries, wings, stuffed pizza puffs, chicken sandwiches, taco salads, and burgers. Find daily and weekly coupon specials on their social media pages. Pickup or delivery. Pizza Villa, West Salem and Sparta, hometown flavor.
Big things are coming this year to the Toma Sparta Speedway. Starting May 6th, the regular divisions are back. mods, sporties, hobbies, soccer mom minivans, six shooters, and hornets. Plus, TSS welcomes in the three-night late model Triple Crown, the Big 8 late model series, vintage car racing, and bandos and legends. Also making stops are the Midwest Dash Series, the Mid-American Stock Series, and Super Cup Series. Also, Hobby Fest 3 and the annual Tim Meyer Memorial Race at the Toma Sparta Speedway, 3 miles west of Toma on Highway 21.
If you're looking to sell your house or property, Century 21 says now is the time. Century 21 affiliated agents are ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. They will bring a commitment to helping you strategize on current market opportunities. Stop into either La Crosse or Toma Century 21 locations or call 608-784-2121 and work with the number one Century 21 franchise in the world, 8 years running. Century 21. Don't settle for average.
With fuel prices still sky high, the Toma BP has a reward program to help you save. With BP Me Rewards, you can instantly save on every gallon every time you fuel up at BP and Amoco stations. And you do it all from your phone with the BP Me app. The BP Me app also makes it easy to pay. View receipts, track rewards, and more without ever leaving your driver's seat. Just a few taps and a whole lot of savings. BP, where rewards members get the best gas prices by automatically comparing BP Amoco prices to competitors' stations. The Toma BP, 215 West Clifton Street in Toma.
Racing is synonymous to West Salem, and so is the Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem. Your racing headquarters. Jen and her staff welcome you in for all of the pre- and post-race shenanigans. Show your race ticket. Get your second drink free. The expanded grill menu has all your favorites like chicken fingers, deep-fried veggies, and more. And the pizzas are always hot and fresh right out of the oven. DJs, bands, and karaoke can always be found at Silverado's every weekend. Check out their Facebook page for events. Silverado Saloon, your pre- and post-HQ in downtown West Salem.
Spanning the globe for news about short track racing, back to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle.
Welcome back, race fans. Midwest Race Report, Bog Country 101.3, 1490 The Eagle, the Magnum.media app, the TuneIn app.
Love the TuneIn app.
And live on both stations' websites. I podcast all over the universe. On Monday, we're brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. I'm the voice, that's the doc, that's the penguin, that's K-Ram. You know, I think all of us have been able to experience a huge rise in a racing division this year, and that would be the High School Racing Association. They've been around for a couple of years now under some brand-new tutelage. Kevin, down around the Madison area, what are you getting for numbers for the HSRA this year, by the way?
Give me a second to look up the numbers on that real quick there, Dan, okay?
Of course, numbers at Toma this year, Paul, have been very strong, averaging between 12 and 15.
Yes, we've had at least a dozen cars show up, and it's been good racing.
La Crosse, Bill, has been 7 or 8.
Yep.
And it's usually the top dogs in the point standings, too. I think some youngsters are kind of afraid of that quarter-mile track.
Then the last race we had, who's that youngster from Royal? Only like his second time out. He won the heat in the feature.
Landon Fry.
Well, yeah, Landon Fry. Who's a rookie at Toma this year as well.
And he was two of the top dogs at La Crosse in Toon Kinsey and Lockington.
Ashton Toon Kinsey.
And he held him off.
Is going for something that's not been done in the HSRA yet. That is win at three tracks in three consecutive weeks. 2 weeks ago, he won at the Dells. Last week, he won at Toma. Tonight, he's going to try to win at La Crosse.
Yeah, that would be cool. That's amazing. And he's doing something that, you know, obviously it's precedent setting in the high school. He was the state champion 2 years ago. He's going for a second state championship, and he's looking really good in that position right now.
So Jonathan Eckelberg stopped by the Toma Sparta Speedway last weekend as he was overseeing the HSRA and some of the rookies, and Paul Riker tracked him down.
So we're about halfway through the season here, and how have things been looking with the high schoolers here at Toma and La Crosse and Madison and their debut at the Dells last weekend?
Yeah, it was super exciting to see them out at the Dells for the very first time last week. We had a little bit of a low car count, hopefully have more next time, but the first night got rained out in June, so it was excited to expose them to a different track that they haven't been to before, and we've had amazing car counts here at Toma. with we've got 12 high school racers here tonight, and we've had a minimum of 7 to 8 at lacrosse. Madison's been a little bit down as well, but we've had between 4 and 7 down in Madison. So all really great car counts this year, and hopefully just continue to grow into next season. Yes.
And the racing out there has been pretty good with these youngsters here. Tell us about how that's been going with them.
It's so cool that they're all on relatively the same playing field. They're all new drivers. Some of them don't even have driver's licenses yet, so they've not driven on the real road. Yeah. They have to be between 14 and 19 years old and be a high school student. So, or at least going into high school, a current high school student, or having just graduated. So we've got kind of a range of freshmen to seniors, and they've all been very patient with each other all season, I think, and we've only had a couple real minor incidents, so it's exciting to see a division where they all truly are on the same playing field.
Oh, yes. And we know about Mitchellburg and Ashton Toon Kinsey and Braden Lockington, but who are the standout drivers that have been impressing you in the High School Racing Association this season?
Yeah, I definitely want to call out Trinity Austin. She's sitting 5th in the points right now, and it's her first year racing. Her family's relatively new to racing as well, and they did it right. They asked a lot of questions at the beginning. How do we get into this? And Trinity's been just a wonderful driver, and again, sitting 5th in points, so really cool to see her doing so well. And then all of the Fry boys have raced a number of times, especially here at Toma, and Kennedy Kruger's a new racer from Melrose Mindoro too. So it's exciting to see the I guess if you could call them veteran HSRA racers, them bringing along some other new racers from their high schools too.
Yes. And the statewide championship's been looking pretty good here about midway through the season. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Mitchellburg is currently leading the points for the HSRA statewide points, but he's only 6 points ahead of Ashton Kinsey. So Ashton's coming for him. So it's going to be really cool to see how the season pans out with how close those points are, and then Braden Lockington sitting 3rd too, and not very far behind them either. So it really could go any way this season, and there's a $1,000 scholarship up for grabs too for the champion from Weir's Machine in Sparta.
And let's not forget about the high school part. How did you come up creating the high school championship there for the individual schools?
Yeah, that's something new for HSRA this year, and we wanted to find a way to get the schools more excited about some of their students being out racing. Melrose Mindoro High School, of course, made auto racing through HSRA a letterable sport this year, so they're on board and supporting us greatly. But to try and get more of the schools interested in watching what their students are doing here at the racetracks, we wanted to give those school points out too. And so students from the same high school, their points all combined to get school points this season.
And are you hopeful to see any other high schools maybe do like Melrose Mindoro and make racing a learnable sport for their schools?
I really hope so. I hope that Melrose Mindoro set the stage for other schools, in the area and statewide, to make auto racing a sport, a letterable sport, just like football, basketball are at their schools. And not every kid wants to throw a ball or wants to run, or they're missing an audience if they aren't diving into these technically advanced students or these kids that want to go fast and work on race cars.
Oh, yes. All right. Well, Jonathan, great job this first half of the season. Can't wait to see what happens in the second half of the season here. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
And we say it all the time. And, Kevin, if you get a chance to check out the HSRA the past couple years of Madison?
I have, and it's a growing division there. It's where that whole thing started with basically just Madison and lacrosse being involved. And it's taken a little time to get people to realize that this is a real thing. It's not a one-off type of thing. And it's here to stay, and it's here to grow.
And you look at, Jonathan was big in this. He helped Melrose Mindoro turn it into a literable sport, which is awesome. I hope other high schools follow this.
Especially around the area. Yeah, and not only do the individual drivers get points this year for the state championship, the high schools are gaining points as well. Did you see that?
Yep.
So far, Melrose Mindoro leads.
Right.
And they have four drivers, but Royal High School has five, and they're right behind. I would love to see a school like Royal make this a sport where you can get a letter in it.
Well, yeah, Melrose Medora, you got Berg and Lockington leading the charge there. You know, it's their second year in the class.
And now you've got Kennedy Krieger.
Yep.
Who is a Mustang. Right. And is it Trinity? No, Trinity is from, Trinity Austin is Whitehall.
Yep.
So she's a Norseman.
Mm-hmm.
And they just keep coming. All the Fries. I think there's three Fries this year. They're all from Royal.
All from Royal.
So it's like they rock Royal. And it's been impressive. First year they've been at the Dells, they've had five or six is about the average. I think that's just going to take a little bit to catch on around the Dells area. But once it does, folks, it's going to take off like wildfire.
Watch Toon go down and win there.
Well, he won. Well, he did. He won the Dells 2 weeks ago. And then he won Toma last week, and he's going to try to win lacrosse tonight. So he's going to try to get three in a row at three different tracks.
Might as well go for Madison now.
And something we talk about before we get into our next interview, some of these drivers look like they've been out there 5 or 6, 7 years.
Oh, definitely. And I talked about this the first year we had the class, that a lot of these kids are like they're late for their prom date, and they're beating it down the road to get to their prom date because they're behind. So that's the way some of them drive, and it's fun to watch these young kids come up through the ranks.
That or they race like me when I know that the buffet's closing in 20 minutes and I'm 45
oh,
minutes away.
Oh, wow.
Hey, that was good.
That was better than mine.
Also stopping by Toma Sport of Speedway last week in between races is hobby stock driver, the Equalizer, Shelby Lockington. She had a chance to talk with Paul.
Well, a very impressive outing here. And in the feature, I think back in June, you almost won that feature. Take us through that night.
Yeah, I was really nervous. I led pretty much the whole race, and then somebody caught me in the end. I was about half a lap ahead of everyone, but I just didn't make it, but it was really exciting.
Yeah. Were you on pins and needles watching the scoreboard maybe to see who was catching up?
Yeah, I kind of look in my rearview mirror sometimes too, and that doesn't help. So.
Darn you, Robbie Ronson. But you've really made some strides here in the 3 years you've been running with the hobby stocks here. How much more confidence have you built up here over the course of the time here?
A lot. When I first started, I was always last, getting lapped all the time, and now I'm lapping other people. So, yeah, it's been really fun.
And a couple heat wins for you here, including this season. That really gets your confidence going here, that big night here. Could we see another maybe a big night for you here down the road this season? Maybe your first feature win?
I really hope so. We're trying to work on the car to get it handling better, and we'll see what happens.
And, of course, you've got a great family with the Lockingtons, the first family of racing probably here in western Wisconsin, leaning on them for support and all the efforts to get that car running as best it can.
Yeah, I have a great family, lots of background in racing. I have great sponsors and fans that come to watch me. So.
And let's give a shout-out here to the sponsors helping out here during the season.
Okay, Bernie's Equipment, Rumors Bar and Grill, The Blockhouse, Troy and Dave Hale, Grandpa and Linda Storn, of course, my mom, my dad, my uncle, and yeah.
And now you have run a couple times at lacrosse. How do you feel about the new pavement they have down on the quarter mile there?
I didn't race before that.
Okay.
But I first raced on the new pavement, and I thought it was very slippery. I did not like it, so I'm going to stick to Toma.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. How much do you attempt to try to go down on the old track here in turns 3 and 4 to run there?
I tried to stay off it. I know we're not supposed to go down there, and it's quite a lip. It doesn't look like it, but it's a big bump, so I tried to stay off of it.
All right. Well, Shelby, great job this first half of the season, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
She is so quiet. You would not think that the way that she races, picking up wins over the past 2 years, that she's that quiet and humble and so smiley.
She is definitely humble. She's definitely got a great attitude out there about racing, and we need to have more people with attitudes like hers.
But when you come from the Lockington Racing Stables, Billy Doc Nels, racing-wise, you would expect to see what she does.
You expect her up front, and she's probably... Wow, I don't know what's the word I'm looking for. Not as outgoing as some of the Lockingtons are, but she's still, when it comes to that racetrack, she's very aggressive.
All righty, when we come back, Paul's going to try to get aggressive. We're going to try to hold him down with his wet shirt and all.
I think two breaths are in order here. I'm looking at the list.
Yeah, he's huffing and puffing. The Breichert Race Rewind is right around the corner. This is the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming with Scott Tindell's Your Grown-Up Getaway.
Our gold ball is usually given to champions. The Comfort Inn on Alaska was just awarded a gold ball by Choice Hotels for ranking the top 8% of all Comfort Inn hotels in the country, 40th out of over 500 hotels. High marks were given for guest service, comfort of the rooms, cleanliness, an outstanding hot breakfast, and overall service. Whether it's a weekend getaway, a hotel for your wedding party or class reunion, or you're a business traveler, stay where you'll be treated like a champion. Make your online reservations today at choicehotels.com or find the Comfort Inn on Alaska on Facebook. The Comfort Inn, I-90, exit 4 on Alaska.
Every Saturday at Dells Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the 1/3-mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the playground for the kids, ice-cold beverages, and the terrific food. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park.
7 years and counting. Hi, Jerry here. Scratch that. It's now 8 years in a row. You have once again voted us the best barbecue, best ribs, and best caterer in La Crosse County. It's truly a humbling experience. We continue to work hard to provide the very best food and service to any size group, catering, carryout, or dining in our restaurant in West Salem. We pledge you'll always get the best food and service, Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16, West Salem, a delicious mouthful.
Hi, this is Amanda, your mortgage loan officer at Toma Area Credit Union. I am here to help you with all of your home loan needs, whether you are looking to purchase, refinance, build your dream home, or take out a home equity line of credit. TACU is ready to roll out the welcome mat, so call, stop in, or apply online at tacuonline.com to find yourself right at home with a mortgage from Toma Area Credit Union. TACU is federally insured by NCUA and Equal Housing Opportunity Lender. Membership eligibility is required.
With fuel prices still sky high, Vitoma BP has a reward program to help you save. With BP Me Rewards, you can instantly save on every gallon every time you fuel up at BP and Amoco stations. And you do it all from your phone with the BP Me app. The BP Me app also makes it easy to pay. View receipts, track rewards, and more without ever leaving your driver's seat. Just a few taps and a whole lot of savings. BP, where rewards members get the best gas prices by automatically comparing BP Amoco prices to competitor stations. Toma BP, 215 West Clifton Street in Toma.
A gold ball is usually given to champions. The Comfort Inn on Alaska was just awarded a gold ball by Choice Hotels for ranking the top 8% of all Comfort Inn hotels in the country, 40th out of over 500 hotels. High marks were given for guest service, comfort of the rooms, cleanliness, an outstanding hot breakfast, and overall service. Whether it's a weekend getaway, a hotel for your wedding party or class reunion, or you're a business traveler, stay where you'll be treated like a champion. Make your online reservations today at choicehotels.com or find the Comfort Inn on Alaska on Facebook. The Comfort Inn, I-90, exit 4 on Alaska.
He's the stat man. We call him the Penguin. Here's Paul Reichert and Reichert's Race Rewind on the Midwest Race Report.
Thank you, Sexy Boy Silver Chick, and let's talk racing. What happened over the past week? We'll start with the Minnesota Challenge Series late models at Ogilvie, Minnesota on Monday. Jimmy Marr is the winner. Wednesday, they were at Hibbing, Minnesota, and our favorite foreign-sounding driver won the race, Travis Budasilovich. At lacrosse, we have the tribute to Larry Weirs on Wednesday night, opening night of the Interstate Fair. Twin features for the CWRA late models went to Corey Jankowski, I'm Batman. And Mark Eswine. Eswine claimed the overall victory of the $500.
You need more base.
From Brewers Machine, yes. World of Outlaws Sprint Cars at Port Royal, Pennsylvania. Kyle Larson scored the win. Thursday at 141 Speedway, the fifth annual King of the Creek taking place. $10,000 to win for the IMCA Stock Cars. Benji LaCrosse claiming the win. At Kakana, Brayden Bennett won the Super Late Model feature. Chase Randerson won the Late Model feature. Billy Moyer Jr. won the Dirt Car Summer Nationals race at Quincy, Illinois. Chris Madden took the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series race at Greenwood, Nebraska. Cody Swanson won the USAC Silver Crown race on the high banks of Winchester, Indiana, with some of the Challenge Series Late Models at Ashland. Daryl Nelson, the winner. Friday up at Gondek Law Speedway, the Wasilla Challenge Series Late Models ran twin features. Jimmy Mars and Daryl Nelson were the winners. Shane Sobreski won the Wasilla Modified feature. Anthony Danton won the Super Late Model feature at Grundy.
He's the boss.
At Madison, Zach Riddle claims his sixth NASCAR Late Model win of the season.
Oh, my.
Mississippi Thunder, Jim Chisholm, the former USRA B-Mod National Champion, claimed his first career modified win up at Fountain City. The Norway Speedway up at UP.
Yeah.
Justin Mondi claims his fifth Super Late Model win. IRA Sprints at Allegheny, Denny Schleifer claiming his first career victory. Mike Mullen won the IMCA Modified feature. Round two of the Late Model Triple Crown Series taking place at Toma. Jesse Bernhagen scoring the win. All-Star Circuit of Champions Night 1 in Eldon, Missouri, won by Tyler Courtney. ARCA ran at Pocono Friday afternoon. Taylor Gray the winner. The Larry Deegan's Memorial Weekend kicked off with the Big 8 Late Models on Friday up at Wausau. Ultra Fast claiming the win. Dirt Car Summer Nationals at Auburn, Michigan. Don Marcoulier claiming his first career win. Must-See Racing Extreme Sprint Cars at Birch Run, Michigan. Bobby Santos III, the winner. Indiana Sprint Week kicked off with the USAC Sprints. They started at Gassendi, Indiana Friday. Shane Cottle, the winner. With Solo Challenge, World of Outlaws Sprint Cars were at Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. Night 1, leader of the Pennsylvania Posse, Lance DeWeese, claiming the win. All-Star Circuit of Champions at Night 2 at Eldon, Missouri on Saturday night. Tyler Courtney, the winner. AMA Pro Motocross at Washwaggle, Washington. Eli Tomac and Chase Sexton, the moto winners. Tomac's streak of 7 straight comes to an end. Sexton, the overall winner. Badger Midgets at Sycamore, Illinois. Kyle Stark claims his second career win. Crate Racing USA Dirt Late Models at Waynesville, Georgia. Mark Whitener, the winner. The final race for the Dirt Car Summer Nationals at Lake City, Michigan. Brandon Thrillby claiming the win. Bobby Pierce claims his 5th championship. Modifieds of Mayhem at Pensacola, Florida. Cody Sickler, the winner. Southern Super Series at Pensacola, Florida. William Sawalich claims the win. He also won the Pro Late Model race on Friday at Pensacola. Tri-Track Modifieds at Epping, New Hampshire. Jake Johnson, first time winner alert there. Brad Sweet won the World of Outlaws Sprint Car race, night 2 at Williams Grove in Pennsylvania. On Sunday, Jeff Holtz won the late model feature at Slinger. ARCA Midwest Tour had to wait a day for the Larry Deegan's Memorial race. And Jonathan Island claims his first victory in quite a while. Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series at Greenwood, Nebraska, the Silver Dollar Nationals, that went to Jonathan Davenport. And HRA was at Sonoma, California, continuing their West Coast swing. Brittany Force won in Top Fuel. Bob Teske III in Funny Car. Erica Enders in Pro Stock. And Joey Gladstone claims his first career Pro Stock motorcycle win. And that's it for this edition of Rikert's Race Rewind. And now, let's go to Dan to talk more racing.
Thanks, Paul. Another big night at the Toma Sparta Speedway last night with temperatures that were fall-like in the middle of July, but that's going to change, obviously, next week. Good racing at Toma Sparta Speedway last night. A lot of divisions and some different winners. We'll start with qualifying in the six-shooter. Seth Genivico nailed it again, 18.912. Mason Morphy on top of the charts in the Hornets with an 18.574. Jay Raines was the best in the minivans, 19.917. Andy Moore has taken fast time every single night this year in the hobby stock, 17.742. And Jason Stark, first time ever in a modified with a 16.361. Ayrton Brockhaus, the fastest in the legends. To the features we go, it was Dustin McCracken on top of the board, winning the six-shooter shootout. Mason Morphy, a clean sweep on the night. He took the Hornet feature last night. Matt Moore won in the minivans. Andy Moore, he takes the hobby stock feature. Jason Stark wins in the modified. Again, this was his first time ever in a modified. What a night he had. Driver the number 21 for Fire Marshal Bill Schott. Ayrton Brockhaus beat his dad, Tim Brockhaus, to take home the Legends feature. Next weekend, it's the Hornet Hustle. A ton of Hornets are going to be racing. And our kids' backpack giveaway, over 100 backpacks donated by the drivers, all starting next Friday night
at Toma. When we come back, we're going to get you set for Lacrosse Speedway tonight with great weather. This is the Midwest Race Report presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
A unique style of great country music. It's Colt Ford. With the outlaw Southern Sounds of The Lax. Performing live Sunday, August 14th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster.
See a John Deere in the field, we can ride it.
It's Colt Ford and The Lax. Sunday, August 14th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your grown-up getaway.
Must be 21 to attend the Colt Ford and Lax concert and to enter the gaming floor.
If you're looking for a great pizza with that hometown flavor, then you need to visit the Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and in downtown Sparta. Seth and Ashley make their own dough each day and purchase fresh veggies and pork locally. Their pizzas are made to order, never pre-made. Hungry but not for pizza? Then try their pizza fries, wings, stuffed pizza puffs, chicken sandwiches, taco salads, and burgers. Find daily and weekly coupon specials on their social media pages. Pickup or delivery. Pizza Villa. West Salem and Sparta, hometown flavor.
Big things are coming this year to the Toma Sparta Speedway. Starting May 6th, the regular divisions are back. Mods, Sporties, Hobbies, Soccer Mom Minivans, Six Shooters, and Hornets. Plus, TSS welcomes in the three-night late model Triple Crown, the Big 8 Late Model Series, Vintage Car Racing, and Bandos and Legends. Also making stops are the Midwest Dash Series, the Mid-American Stock Series, and Super Cup Series. Also, Hobby Fest 3 and the annual Tim Meyer Memorial Race at the Toma Sparta Speedway, 3 miles west of Toma on Highway 21.
If you're looking to sell your house or property, Century 21 says now is the time. Century 21 affiliated agents are ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. They will bring a commitment to helping you strategize on current market opportunities. Stop into either La Crosse or Toma Century 21 locations or call 608-784-2121 and work with the number one Century 21 franchise in the world, 8 years running. Century 21. Don't settle for average.
Racing is synonymous to West Salem, and so is the Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem. Your racing headquarters. Jen and her staff welcome you in for all of the pre- and post-race shenanigans. Show your race ticket. Get your second drink free. The expanded grill menu has all your favorites like chicken fingers, deep-fried veggies, and more. And the pizzas are always hot and fresh right out of the oven. DJs, bands, and karaoke can always be found at Silverado's every weekend. Check out their Facebook page for events. Silverado Saloon, your pre- and post-HQ in downtown West Salem.
Every Saturday at Dells Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the one-third mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the playground for the kids, ice-cold beverages, and the terrific food. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park.
There's the white flag, just one more lap for the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Welcome back, race fans. It's the Midwest Race Report, Broad Country 101.3, 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. You know, Bill, a lot of people always talk about the antics we have in the tower, that we come back on the mic laughing and we're on Facebook. It's a good thing can't see or hear us doing breaks here.
It's a good thing you don't tape some of the stuff we say before you hit record.
Penguin had me going there for a second. I had to call K-Ram in to be the referee.
Yeah, well, he did a poor job of it.
But, I was like a WWE referee there.
Your back was turned.
Want to thank God. You know, talking about that, for some reason it came up on my Facebook today. I can't remember the name of the wrestler. It was in 1992 and said this was the wrestling match that made his career. And he was beating up a referee so bad that he gave a referee a DDP, took his belt off the referee, beat the ref with the belt, threw him out of the ring. Then he went to pin whoever he was wrestling and couldn't get the pin because there wasn't a referee in the ring. Man, if I could think about who was famous for the DDP.
Diamond Dallas
Diamond
Page.
Dallas
yeah, it was
Page.
Diamond Dallas
Diamond
Page.
Cutter.
That was 1992?
Yes. It was 92. He said that was the match that set his career in style. And he totally beat the crap out of a referee. I mean, knocked him unconscious, took the ref's belt off, and then whipped him with it, then threw him out of the ring, pinned his opponent, but couldn't get a pin because
there was no referee.
Yeah. What a cluster.
Yeah, no referee. Hey. Wait, real quick before we leave the show, I just Bill does this thing. If you get a chance, everybody go into Anderson Speedway in Anderson, Indiana, and check out the race they're having there on August 6th. Oh. That's all I'm going to say.
I want a T-shirt. I want a T-shirt badly.
Yeah. That could be our Fest Tower T-shirt this year.
Oh, man. I like that idea.
Who are our guests you're thanking today?
Oh, write that down, Paul. We just have our Fest shirts for the third straight year right there. Hornet drivers Rob Schleifer, John Reckless, Clausen, HSRA Executive Director John Eckelberg, and Hobby Stock Trevor Shelby Lockington.
Lacrosse, Fairground Speedway tonight, late models, sportsmen, Hornets, Hobby Stock, six shooters, and the High School Racing Association. Gates at 5:30, qualifying at 5:35, first green flag at 7 o'clock. Dell's Raceway Park tonight, late model, sportsmen, bandits, six shooters, and sport trucks, qualifying at 4:30, first green flag at 6 o'clock, since we're talking wrestling. If you're staying home and you're not watching racing, SummerSlam is on tonight. Check that out on the Peacock Network. Tomorrow afternoon, the Traveling 602 Outlaw Late Model Series will be at tomorrow night at Slinger Speedway. Next Friday night, Thomas Sparta Speedway, Modifieds, Hornets, Six Shooters, Legends, Bandoleros. It's the Hornet Hustle Shootout, plus it's also kids' backpack giveaway. Get there early and get a ticket at the gate for your kid to have a chance to win a backpack. I think they had somewhere near 100 of them last year. And qualifying at 6, first green flag at 7:30. Wherever you are at in the country, from the bottom of Florida to the tip of Alaska and all everywhere in between, get out and support your local short track.
Go Z290!
Stop.
Did you like that?
No.
I just watched that movie with Robin Williams the other day, Good Morning Vietnam. All righty, Kevin Ramsell, thanks for joining us. The Penguin, bring a clean shirt in next time we tape the show. That's the always clean.
No more ice
Billy
cream spills.
I'm Radio Man Dan Dyker. Remember, we're going to have new shirts for Oktoberfest, which is only about, 90 days away or something like that? Yeah, Billy just stumbled
just
on one of the best ever. Love it.
I just put in the inquiry for it.
Attaboy.
Good deal. Want to thank you for joining us for the Midwest Race Report. We have been presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. See you tonight at the Lacrosse Fairground Speedway.
There's the checkered flag. We made it to the finish line on the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Today's report is also brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16 West Salem, Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells, getting bigger and faster. Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and Sparta, where you'll find hometown taste in every bite. By Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your pre- and post-race headquarters. Century 21 and your agent Gretchen Clements. Don't settle for average. Sell your home with Century 21. The Comfort Inn in Onalaska, ranked in the top 8% of all Comfort Inns in the country. TACU, Toma Area Credit Union, making a difference every day. The Toma BP, home of BP Me Rewards and BP Driver Rewards. The Toma Sparta Speedway, Friday night racing, family style. The Midwest Race Connection, your newspaper source for racing in the Midwest. And J&L Collectibles, providing you with the finest in racing collectibles and autographed NASCAR items. Join us next week at this same time for the award-winning Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway, on Bald Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle.